Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're really going to cut through, all the noise surrounding real estate technology.
There's a lot of it.
There is. And we're going to focus on one single, very potent finding. So from this great piece of research.
Right, the one titled Expanding Access to FSBO Listings Through Digital Marketplaces.
That's the one.
And it's a classic case of tech just completely shifting a market that's been the same for, what, centuries. The key finding we're digging into, it's concise, but it carries enormous weight.
What is it?
Just this. Digital marketplaces expand access to FSBO listings.
That's it. And that's our mission today. We are taking that single statement and we're going to fully unpack it for you. And this isn't just about defining a few terms.
No, we'll cover them, but quickly.
Right. It's about understanding the seismic shift that happens when a whole type of property inventory goes from being basically invisible to instantly accessible.
So our analysis is going to hit three main areas.
Yes.
First, we need to define the FSBO challenge. I mean,
Right.
what was the barrier that technology had to break down?
Okay.
Second, we'll look at the mechanics. How do these digital marketplaces actually do it? How do they achieve this expansion?
And third.
And third, the big one, the so what? What's the impact on the market, on commissions, on everything?
Perfect. So let's start with the basics, but go, a bit deeper than a dictionary definition. FSBO, for sale by owner.
Right.
A property sold directly by the homeowner, so they bypass the traditional listing agent. Now, for anyone listening who knows this space, the obvious benefit is, of course, saving on commission.
Of course.
But what was the catastrophic trade-off? The thing that made most sellers historically really hesitant to go that route.
The trade-off was reach, market reach.
Simple as that.
Simple as that. Before this whole digital revolution, the real estate market was fundamentally defined by who controlled the data. And the huge majority of transactions, of listings, all of that was locked inside the multiple listing service, the MLS.
All right. And the MLS isn't just a database. It's a
Yeah.
proprietary network. It's run by brokers. It has rules like IDX that control how data gets shared.
Precisely. So if you, as a seller, chose to go FSBO, you were voluntarily stepping outside of that whole ecosystem.
It wasn't just a visibility problem then.
No, it was an exclusion problem. You weren't playing by the rules of the dominant game, so you couldn't get to the buyers, not the ones being serviced by agents anyway. And those agents were all relying on that proprietary data.
So if I'm a buyer and I'm using an agent, which, historically was almost everyone, that agent couldn't easily see my FSBO listing.
And even if they did, they couldn't easily guarantee a commission on it.
So the FSBO property wasn't just hard to find. It was often systematically ignored. The whole professional search mechanism just passed it by.
Wow.
Exactly. The FSBO listing was kind of on the periphery. You'd see a sign in the yard, maybe an ad in the local paper.
Very passive. Totally passive and localized. Meanwhile, the MLS listed homes had this aggregated national exposure. And that lack of exposure meant FSBO sellers often had their homes on the market for longer.
And I'd imagine it was hard to price it correctly, too.
Very hard. They had little data to compare against, which could lead to underpricing just to get a sale done quickly.
Okay, so that's the problem. Fragmentation and exclusion. Let's pivot to the solution in the source material. This is where we get into what a digital marketplace actually is in this specific context.
Right.
Because we're not just talking about, like, a generic classified site.
No, definitely not. We're talking about very sophisticated online platforms, and they deliberately choose to operate outside the traditional MLS structure to gather their inventory.
Your technology-first solutions.
Exactly. Their main goal is consumer access and showing everything, overriding that old agent-centric system.
So how do they actually pull that off? How do they
Yeah.
aggregate all this information without, breaking those MLS data agreements? That seems like the huge technical hurdle they had to clear.
Well, there are a few key ways. The first and most important is direct consumer input.
Meaning the homeowner just uploads it themselves.
The platform allows the FSBO seller to just upload their own listing info, photos, all the key details straight onto the site.
It bypasses the broker completely. No gatekeeper.
No gatekeeper. It's a user-generated content model.
Okay, that makes sense.
But that's not all. They also use some pretty sophisticated data aggregation techniques. This can include things like scraping public records or using specific local data feeds that aren't under the usual IDX restrictions.
So they're basically building a parallel database.
They are. They're using technology to bridge that old visibility gap.
And that is the core meaning of the word expand from our source. It's not just about making it a little easier to sell your home. It's about aggressively dragging that excluded inventory into the mainstream public view.
It's a structural disruption powered by APIs and massive server space.
It democratizes the data.
It does. The digital marketplace is effectively saying to the consumer, look, we'll show you all the properties for sale, whether there's a licensed agent involved or not. This completely overcomes that fragmentation problem by forcing everything into one place.
So what was once, you know, a private conversation between a seller and a potential buyer who happens to drive by
now becomes a public broadcast to millions of active searching buyers online.
If you look at it through the lens of market structure, the technology really acts as a leveling agent.
That's a great way to put it.
Reduces that huge proprietary advantage the brokerage has held, that data moat we talked about.
And it offers sellers a direct, low-cost way to get national market penetration almost instantly.
And that reach is just massive.
It's huge. You go from relying on your neighborhood grapevine to relying on the entire internet's network. This is fundamentally why the source material uses the word expansion. It's the ability to scale visibility in a way that was just impossible before, unless you were willing to pay a hefty commission.
Okay, this brings us to the critical part, the so what. We load out the problem exclusion and the solution, this tech-driven aggregation. But what are the real measurable impacts beyond just, you know, buyers have more homes to see?
I think the first major impact is a measurable increase in market efficiency.
Okay.
For years, economists have argued that the real estate market was just plain inefficient. And why? Because the inventory data was fragmented and controlled, buyers wasted time, sellers undersold, all because they didn't have optimal exposure.
So expanded digital access translates directly into better price discovery.
Exactly.
Both the buyer and the seller now have a much more complete data set to work with when they're figuring out what a property is actually worth.
That's it. With FSBO listings now sitting right alongside traditional listings, buyers can do a true comparative analysis for the first time. They can see an agent-listed home at, say, $400,000 and compare it directly to a similar FSBO home down the street for $385,000.
That drives transparency, and it forces everyone, agents included, to operate with better data.
It does.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me push back on that a little. Go for it. If these FSBO listings are now getting national exposure, basically on par with MLS listings, and the data is leading to better pricing, then why hasn't the FSBO market share just completely exploded?
That's a crucial point, a really critical point.
The source implies this tremendous access, but the market share, I mean, it's growing, but it hasn't, you know, radically taken over. Are there some hidden complexities here that the marketplaces don't solve?
You're right. And the answer is yes. The marketplaces solve the visibility problem, but they don't necessarily solve the complexity problem.
The complexity of the transaction itself.
Exactly. The data shows that while, yes, visibility is expanded, the FSBO seller is still left to navigate all the non-marketing hurdles. We're talking about managing contracts, handling really complex disclosures, coordinating appraisals, dealing with financing issues.
Stuff that often requires professional support.
It does. So the digital marketplace is an incredibly powerful advertising tool, but it's not a full transaction management solution. Not yet, anyway.
So the expanded access is really only one part of the battle for the seller.
Correct. The technology gives them the audience, but they still have to execute the closing, which is a highly specialized and, frankly, state-specific process. But the sheer visibility these platforms provide puts immense pressure on the traditional commission model.
Okay, now that's the downstream effect we really need to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
If a seller knows they can get the same pool of buyers for free, or for, you know, a small flat fee to a marketplace, how does that change the dynamic with the traditional listing agent?
It creates a ceiling on commissions. Yeah. It has to. The access that these digital platforms give, it turns the agent's main value proposition, you know, I have exclusive access to buyers through the MLS, it turns that into a commodity.
Because everyone can see the listing now.
Everyone sees it. So the agent's fee has to be justified by something else, by their expertise in pricing, in negotiation, in contract execution, not just by having the key to the database.
It shifts the agent's role from gatekeepers to essential service provider.
That's the perfect way to phrase it.
They have to actually prove their value with high-level advisory services,
yeah,
not just data entry.
Precisely. And this is vital for the FSBO seller using these platforms. They gain market power because they control that initial marketing phase. It forces any agent they might interact with to be more flexible on fees or to demonstrate superior value.
Let's add one more layer of complexity here. since these platforms are aggregating listings from all these different, non-standardized sources, direct from the owner, the other native feeds, does this expansion of access introduce any new challenges, like with data reliability for buyers or for lenders?
It definitely raises questions about data integrity. That's a very fair point. MLS data, for all its faults, is highly standardized.
Right.
When you expand access through these non-broker channels, you introduce variability. The FSBO seller might, miscalculate the square footage or omit a crucial detail about the property.
Or fail to adhere to some strict disclosure requirement that's usually baked into an agent's contract.
All of the above. So the buyer, while they're benefiting from more choice, they also have to be more cautious with the data they see on these marketplaces.
And so it's a trade-off.
It is. Greater selection, but potentially greater data variance.
That seems like a very balanced assessment.
The platforms have worked hard to impose some minimum data standards, but at the end of the day, they're relying on the individual seller's accurate input. And this variance is something that institutional buyers and lenders definitely factor in, which might slightly temper that leveling the playing field narrative, even with full visibility.
Ultimately, though, the finding from our source really boils down to a fundamental repositioning of power.
Mm-hmm.
Technology has given the independent property seller a market voice that was, for all intents and purposes, silenced by these old proprietary data structures.
That is the structural takeaway. The digital marketplace isn't just an alternative place to advertise.
It's a competitor.
It's a direct competitor to the core function of the traditional MLS system, which is listing aggregation. And that competition, it benefits the consumer. It creates choice, transparency, and downward pressure on the cost of the transaction.
This has been a true deep dive, just six powerful words describing a revolution in real estate. We established that FSBO listings were historically excluded by the proprietary MLS system,
right,
and that digital marketplaces use technology, specifically aggregation, to break down that barrier, which led to this expanded access.
And that expanded access creates more market efficiency, forces better price discovery, and it directly challenges the traditional commission structure by making visibility a commodity.
It's clear that technology has just fundamentally rewired the marketing landscape for independent sellers. But if the source material confirms that access is expanded and the market is therefore becoming more efficient, the final thought for you to explore is this. How does the standardization and verification of property data on these decentralized platforms evolve from here?
Exactly. That's the next big question. If the main hurdle is no longer visibility, but it's now credibility, data integrity for appraisals, for legal compliance, for disclosures, how will these digital marketplaces keep growing without getting co-opted or burdened by the very same regulatory structures the MLS was built to manage in the first place?
A question that really defines the next decade of real estate tech.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us as we explore the dynamic implications of expanded digital access in the housing market. Keep digging into the details, because that's where the power shift truly lies. We'll see you on the next deep dive.